Moments of Melody, 5 minutes for you and for you. Toscanini, the world-famous conductor, who was very exacting in rehearsals, once practiced the Ninth Symphony of Beethoven with an orchestra. First, it was practiced piecemeal, each group of instruments alone, and then together at full concert strength. At last, rehearsals were over, and the master and the orchestra were ready for the concert performance. When the performance was over, the first violinist said to the second violinist, "If he scolds us after that, I'll jump up and push him off the platform." But Toscanini did not scold. He stood silent, his arms still outstretched, his deep eyes burning with an inner fire, the light of a great rapture upon his face, and a spirit of utter contentment enfolding him. After a long silence he spoke, "Who am I? Who is Toscanini? Who are you?" "I am nobody. You are nobody." The crowded hall was hushed. The master stood with arms still extended. The multitude waited in awed silence. Then, with the light upon his face of one who had seen a vision, he added, "Beethoven is everything, everything." "Toscanini, you were wrong. God is everything. No one else matters. God, the author of the Symphony of Life, should be everything to you and me. He should be all in all to you. If you can only remember one thing amidst thousands, yes, 10,000s of other things, remember that outside of God, there is nothing. Nothing but death. Eternal separation from Him." Colossians chapter 2, verse 2. "This is what I have asked God for you, that you will be encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love, and that you will have the rich experience of knowing Christ with real certainty and clear understanding. For God's secret plan, now at last made known, is Christ Himself. In Him lie hidden all the mighty untapped treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And now, just as you trusted Christ to save you, trust Him too for each day's problems. Live in vital union with Him." Yes, trust Christ to save you, and you can trust Him with each day's problems too. It's a life of trust.